For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins a national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
It's going to be a nice day for a ball game, about 83 degrees or so, about first pitch, 4 o'clock. And it is great to be with you on Halftime. I'm Phil Elson, my friend Matt Jones. The C-Unit, Kristen Johnston, is producing. And let's bring on the one and only, the Hall of Famer, Clay Henry, joining us here. Former publisher, editor, Hogs Illustrated. And now, I don't know what, I mean, Clay, you're writing at hitthatline.com and doing great work wherever it is you write. Is there a title that goes along with it? Is it columnist? Senior columnist? Would that mean doing, or is it just the one and only Clay Henry?
I think that's it.
That'll work. Do you get a business card?
You know, it was kind of funny. Tommy asked me, I think when I did the stuff with Hogs Illustrated, you know, I kind of coined the phrase State of the Hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that magazine, and I don't think anybody's doing State of the Hogs, so I could probably take it with me, but I didn't do that. And I did stuff for Hogs Plus, and they called it Top of the Hill. Whatever. That wasn't my idea. And Tommy wanted a title. And I was like, you know what? I really don't think I need one. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when you got Bubba with you. He's just Bubba, right?
There's a brand that goes along with the name. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm okay with it just being Clay.
And
those guys in the afternoon show, I mean, they never say my whole name. They just say Clay. So it's okay.
We can start throwing the middle name in at some point. Will that work, Matt, Clay, or do we need
Fisherman,
to throw a title?
I like your Hall of Fame Fisherman Clay Henry. I mean, it's simple, direct.
That's
to the
as
point.
Good. That's yeah. As far as I'm concerned, that's as good as it gets.
You'd rather be tying flies anyways than talking with us, you know?
He was tying flies earlier.
Yeah.
No, I multitask. I'm actually painting up some cicadas. They're finished. Their bellies are orange, and I take a Sharpie, and I put little stripes on them with the Sharpie. That's what I'm doing right now as I'm talking. So I'm multitask.
Man, I'm kind of picturing like a young Clay Henry putting together the little sets, you know, with a very small paintbrush, trying to put that thing together and make sure that.
Do you have an eyepiece or a magnifying glass or anything that helps?
Nope.
That?
Oh,
okay.
Well, my glasses are, you know, they've got readers in them. I mean, I think they're 1.8, but I see all right. I mean,
Clay, I'm at the point now where I can't do a baseball game without readers.
I just noticed they're mine.
They're 2.0. Yeah, Matt was telling me yesterday, it's like every day the eyesight gets worse.
It just started. I don't know. 6 months ago, Phil was showing me something on his computer. I was like, I can't even see that.
So my Orbis sunglasses, you know, have built-in readers. They're polarized, and they're 2.5s. And I've seen some 3-point, and I don't need that. But when you're tying, you know, a size 22 fly, and you're putting 7X tippet in, you know, you're hitting it in there, you can't do it with a naked eye. And I think I can with my regular sunglasses, you know, which are bifocals. But I'd rather just wear my sunglasses with the 2.5s.
I'm kind of picturing here a similarity between the smallness of the paintbrush where you're tying flies and the smallness of my father's dental drill when he's working on children, because he's a pediatric dentist. Of course, you can't do dentistry with readers. It does help to have, you know, something high powered to get you a little closer in. But maybe a little bit different.
For years, I was given as a gift some jeweler's glasses, you know, and they're like these big, they go all the way around your head, and, you know, they pop up or pop down, you know, they're on swivels to your side, so you can pop them up out of the way and pop them down. And finally, it's like, man, I just use my regular glasses. I told my eye doctor what I was doing, and she goes, these are going to help you, the 1.8s.
Hey, speaking of eyewear, and this isn't quite eyewear, but I wonder, you know, and I used to walk into the Democrat Gazette newsroom when I worked at the Travs, and I'd go, like, you know, sit with a couple of the writers and just talk about the team and all that kind of stuff. And inevitably, there was somebody sitting at one of the tables who had on the visor, the green visor that you would have. Like, there was always somebody wearing a green visor in a newsroom. And I just wonder if those are still even a thing anymore. And when did you wear the green visor?
First of all, you go in a newsroom and you look around, it's like, where did all the people go?
There's nobody there. That's right.
You got cubicles that are empty. There's a few people there. And, you know, it's not like they're not, you still have workers, but they just work from home. They have their laptops there. And COVID really did that. You know, they took the design desk, all those people, they work from home because you, nobody wanted to have people in buildings, you know, and so I think some of those people have come back to working in the office.
I guess the green visor is not. All right, 877-377-6963 is our McLarty Daniel hotline. We'll start off with Charlie today. Good afternoon, Charlie. How you doing?
I'm great. Phil, how you doing? Clay, man?
I'm good.
See you in it.
Yo.
Good deal. Phil, they're going to throw the big tune out today, right? Is that what Dave said last night?
It will be the big tuna, Colin Fisher, tonight.
Good. You know, I'm excited for the opportunity for him. You know, I know you said yesterday, obviously their home and away numbers are different, but their win was swirling pretty good yesterday, wasn't it? I don't remember. Yeah. I guess it fit that. Those guys can swing the bat. I know it's way different. They do way better at home. They're one of those teams, Clay. I think you pointed out Alabama being a team that if they were to get into a regional, they could cause some problems. That to me, they are one of those teams as well. Just because they can swing a hot bat, and especially if they're in a ballpark, you know, that kind of, I guess, for whatever reason, fits what they. I know they swing it way better at home. I get all that, but you know, when we got down 6-0, Phil, I got to ask you, because how nervous were you and Bubba? Did you trust that we could make a run there?
I remember sitting there looking at Bubba, Charlie, and I said to him off the air, "It's like, this is the first time this has happened this year. This is going to say something about this team."
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. And I'm not sitting there like, oh, the game's over. You know, there was 7 innings left after that. And I've seen bigger comebacks. It's just you hadn't seen – this team hadn't had to play a game like that. This is the first time where the hitters had to pick up the starting pitcher. That just hadn't happened yet. So I was just impressed with that. Now, there's another thing to look at this here, okay? I'm talking with Matt Hobbs before the game, and we're like, this is fun. This is great. It's great to have a team like this coming in here. But this sort of game, it's not necessarily a game that you will play ever again later in the – even in the postseason. You know, you're not playing on a Tuesday with a day off before. Bibee's not going to start the day – you know, after a day off when it comes to, you know, being in Omaha or being here at Baum Walker or anywhere for a regional or a super regional. Yesterday's game does stand a little differently in the way the game was structured compared to how you'll play postseason. But it does tell me that it is true that it doesn't matter what the score is, that I think the team plays with a quiet confidence. And you could see that building as they, you know, slowly started to come back in the fourth inning and then with the big fifth inning rally. Then it was all belief. Then it was, all right, it's a game now. Now you got to go do some of those little things, because they did the big things. You know, they rallied back in the fifth inning. After that, they make the plays. Texas Tech did not make plays in the ninth inning, three of them, to be honest, and the Hogs took advantage of it.
Yeah, Phil, it's. I told my wife when we were watching it. We absolutely love to sit together and watch, and we multitask. We've got like a little TV tray, and we're doing stuff. She's got art projects that she does, and I'm doing tying flies and this, and having a nice conversation. And the dogs are, you know, right at our feet, you know, our chocolate and yellow lab. I mean, it's just, to me, it's just, you know, it's a wonderful spot in life we're in. And to watch the game, and she goes, oh, this isn't good. And I mean, I agreed with her, it's not good. But I said, the one thing that I'll tell you is that it's a midweek game in Texas Tech. You know, they're going to throw some of their – they'll probably throw their high leverage guy at the end, and you want to be even when you get that guy, and they were. So, that you know, they climb back against some of their pitchers that, you know, they're not SEC quality. This is – anything you say about the Big 12 this year, you look around, they're nowhere to be seen in the RPI. So that you can score on these guys, and they'll probably score some runs. This is a midweek, and you're not going to have, you know, your top four or five guys out there much.
Well, I mean, I want to translate this into another couple sports here. Think of like Virginia basketball, okay? Virginia basketball is really good at defending the same way that Arkansas is really good at limiting teams from scoring runs. I know it's a different sport, and sometimes it doesn't translate, but in this case, I think it can. Virginia's not going to win a game that gets into the 80s very much or the 90s ever. Yeah. They just won't. Think of Iowa football, how good they are at limiting the opponent from scoring, and they win games 13-10, and they're happy with that. Iowa's not going to win a game that gets into the 30s. They just won't. They'll never win a game that gets into the 40s. So this Arkansas baseball team this year, routinely winning games when they score 5 runs. That's the magic number, 5 runs. That's really not a lot in college baseball. What they just showed me is that if it was basketball, they could win a game in the 80s or 90s. If it was football, they could win a game with both teams scoring over 35 or into 40 points. That's what a 9-8 baseball game is, and we hadn't seen it yet. And not only can they win a game, you know, like in football, if it's into the 40s, they can come back when they're down 3 touchdowns. That's what that was.
Yeah, I thought a big hit in the game, and you know, I'm looking around at this team. You know, where are they getting their offense? Well, it's not at the places that you would usually think. They're getting it from the infield. You know, especially shortstop. I mean, that's not an offensive position on most teams. Second base is sometimes it is, but those two guys got to defend. They got to turn double plays, and these guys can do all that. But they're not. They have not gotten offense from their corner outfielders, and they haven't got any offense from their catcher. And I thought it was interesting. Hudson White. He struggled early, but when the game was on the line, man, he had a big hit. and to do it against his old team, and I mean, they've tried to run on him and everything, but and they did. But I thought that was a huge hit, confidence. They may have found something with him because he really hit last year at Texas Tech, didn't he, Phil?
He did, and I've started to wonder about the numbers for Hudson from last year, just because the splits, the home road splits for Texas Tech baseball are ridiculous. I mean, yeah. they had 100 points lower on the road. Their slugging is like 200 points lower on the
Wind
road.
Wind blows out there, yeah.
Yeah, so I look at that as kind of how I think people look at Coors Field. You got to take the numbers with a bit of a grain of salt. And I don't know if I had taken that into account just looking at Hudson's numbers. But to me, he's not. I mean, he had 11 home runs with Texas Tech last year. He won't get to double digits. I don't think he's that kind of hitter. But he is a down the third baseline hitter with that double went yesterday. And he's an opposite field gap hitter into right center. That's where he's strong. But yeah, I don't trust the stats out of Texas Tech. I think that's a good hitting team, but you know that's a team that so they score 8 runs yesterday against Arkansas and lose. That's a team that in a midweek game those 8 runs are something like 16 when it's at home. So it's just a lot different for them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Try the new Traveler Whiskey, a Chris Stapleton and Harlan Wheatley collaboration. A great buy. Also, Hard Truth Sweet Mash Bourbon and Rye are available. Only at Eastside Liquor. 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
Matt just got a look at my readers here and gave me a nickname that I don't know if I'm going to keep this nickname, but I think you were right, though.
It's a good look. You're telling children's stories, bedtime stories. It all fits the part, man. You got it going on.
The professor.
Am I Mother Goose, or am I doing Andrew Dice Clay Mother Goose rhymes?
Yeah, you're sitting there and you're just whispering sweet nothings into the ears of all of Arkansas, and it's just like reading a bedtime storybook, Phil.
Maybe I'll really try to do that one thing somebody told me they'd like me to do at some point, read the yellow pages, but it's much thinner, it's more of a pamphlet now than a book. You used to be able to sit on that when you were a kid and be able to make it to the top of the dinner table. Now you need, heck, the issue of Sports Illustrated will probably get you a little closer to the table than the yellow pages.
Yeah, there's not any of that, though.
That's true, then there's that. Then there is no more Sports Illustrated. Just give me I know it'll work. An Arkansas Athletics media guide of any of them. Football, baseball, basketball, the thick ones. Those are thicker than the yellow pages are these days.
Hey, depending on how tall you are, you just stack the Hogs Illustrates.
I'm 5'8.5". I'm shrinking every day. I'm going to get down to 5'8" probably by the end of the year. So how many Hogs Illustrateds do I need in order to see outside of
that? Well, there's 20 in a year.
Yeah, maybe 1 year's worth would do it for me. I think that would work. A couple callers on hold. You want to get with us, Number is 877-377-6963. That's a McLarty Daniel hotline. First up is going to be Will, who's in Columbia. All right, now, Will, I know of two Columbias in the SEC. We're headed to one on Thursday in South Carolina. The other one is a little farther north than us here in Fayetteville. Which one are you in?
I'm in the one you're headed to. I'll see you on Friday.
Man, I love Columbia, South Carolina. That's one of the more fun towns in the SEC.
It's a lot of fun. If you get time on Thursday night, you should go to Hall's or Hall's Steakhouse in downtown or Backstreet's on Divine Street. Both are pretty good. Hall's is a little bit better, I think. Get you a good steak if you're staying near there. But, yeah, no, there are two things I want to say. How do you feel about this weekend? Because I think it's a winnable series, a very winnable series, but that's a tough place to play. And then second, I like how good this team is, but I don't know if I like it as much as how much I like Texas and LSU both being just awful this year.
Wait, repeat that last part of what you like about them, but not but there was a but.
I like it being good.
Texas,
but what I like even more is that LSU and Texas are just horrible. And so it just feels like that coupled with how good we are, and I don't know. Last night was just so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. I don't think Texas Tech is a bad team at all. I mean, Texas is struggling. Clay, by the way, Texas yesterday got blown out by UTRGV. I don't know the last time that a school like Texas has lost to a school with a five-letter anagram to describe them.
I don't know what that is.
Rio Grande Valley. Texas, Rio Grande Valley. It's in, I think it's Harlingen.
That does my heart good when Texas sucks.
Especially to a school that's within their own system. You got to appreciate that. I think Texas Tech is not a bad team. The weekends mean more than the midweek, I think. And look, I mean, I think that's a team that could very well make a regional. They're 9-9 in the Big 12.
So they'll make a regional.
Yeah, that's a team you could face in a regional in Fayetteville, no doubt. So them coming here this time around, maybe it's the first of a couple times that they make the trip here. As far as the weekend with South Carolina, there's no reason to feel any differently about this weekend than any of the previous ones. Now, I wouldn't say that this is the toughest team that's left on the schedule, because, man, you do have some doozies coming up. You got you're going to Kentucky. You're going to A&M. You've got Mississippi State coming in here. Mississippi State has certainly had some good wins this year. South Carolina, 18-4 at Founders Park, and I think that's what the record was for Alabama when we got out there. So, yep. Yeah, it's a tough place to play too. That is up until Tennessee had really kind of made their move of late. And I love Founders Park. I think it's the nicest ballpark in that division, but they're also probably the most heavily supported team in the East Division, so they'll get some crowds. That's where the Oompa Loompa thing started with Robert Moore a couple years ago, and he quieted that student section pretty quickly.
And they love their baseball there, and they've won national championships, and Ray Tanner was there and was the coach, and they've been up and down. But, yeah, I mean, it's a place that it's a carbon copy of Baum. They designed it after Baum, so it'll have some familiarity, except they did the no-no. They didn't use green seats. Baseball parks should have green seats.
They have garnet-colored seats, you're right.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the same thing at LSU. The yellow plaque, I mean, it just looks like they ran out of money and they went down to the plastic store. Both parks, in my opinion.
Yeah, they also have a bullpen named after a player, Michael Roth. Remember Michael was he was their World Series hero. And we had him with the Travs for a couple of years. I like Michael. He's a good guy. Will, thanks for the call, and thanks for the subs, for the suggestions. Steak and drink sound really good Thursday night in Columbia. Appreciate that. Eduardo, the Sherpa, is next. Eddie, I think your head might have exploded last night with Arkansas's comeback win, so you probably never went to sleep. How are you feeling today?
Man, it's still running through my body. What a game.
Oh, boy.
Let me tell you this. I believe this, gentlemen. There are defining moments, no more than your co-host said next to you, that, you know, you either seize a moment or you don't. And I don't know what was said in the dugout, but are friendly, or bats that went colder than an icicle, you know. And so suddenly, like a lightning bolt, they hit it up like a curling iron. And I mean, I believe this is going to define our season and go on. We're going to have a great season. And we're going to roll in now to South Carolina. We take care of business tonight, which I expect we will, and roll in with a head of steam and face the Gamecocks and hopefully win the series. I mean, the life's tough in the SEC. I mean, is there a better baseball program in America than the SEC? I don't think so. What a tough conference. I mean, it's just tough from top to bottom. Anybody can beat you on any given day if you don't bring your A game. I'm just so happy. It's still running through my body. And I mean, I had to ask Pat Jones one more time. I was down in Little Rock. You know, I call it, you know, the miracle on Market. Time running down. I don't know what was said in the huddle. I closed my eyes when he let the ball loose. And suddenly, we're celebrating a big win over the Beagles of that group. And I never have, I mean, what was said, man? I've asked you this before, but I mean,
Hold on, Eduardo. Hold on. Now, you've done the question asking. Now you've got to stop talking, and then Matt gets to answer. That we've practiced this before. We'll try it again. Matt, your turn.
Triple post X drag. Ready, break.
All right, Eddie, your turn.
Well, sir, I tell you this. You know, I never will forget it. You know, time running down. And, you know, Matt, you as a quarterback representing the U of A, not only you had several defining moments as a quarterback at the U of A, and I don't know what was said in the huddle or on the sidelines, but I mean, what did it feel like?
He just told you.
Electricity runs through your body when you make the play.
He just told you. He just told you what was said in there. Now you know it was said one more time so that he can write it down and remember.
That was, we had ran that play a couple different times, but Coach Nutt, we'd put that play in that year, triple post X drag, and it was a play to get George the ball and let him run up field. And, DeCorey just OMG, you know, just made a heck of a play.
Eduardo, we're about at the end of the segment here, but I just want to, you don't have to answer this question, but did you have a little something extra on the cornflakes today? Like, you got way more energy than I would have expected for somebody that never went to sleep and had his head pop off after Arkansas beat Texas Tech. You are clear. You are concise. You've delivered a very good Ric Flair woo. I mean, I'm putting this up into the top five phone calls, Eddie.
Well, sir, I say this, you know, just because we had, you know, we didn't win a series in Alabama, I've heard fans, you know, say, jumping off the baseball home team. I said, jump back aboard. There's a long season left to play, and just because we're not number one now, don't mean we won't be at the end of the year. And I'm starting to feel a national championship run. So, woo! How about that? Stay aboard the Hawk train, because I believe we're going to roll in. How important is Steve? How important is confidence to roll in? We win tonight into South Carolina and take care of business against the Gamecocks.
I love it. Eduardo, you're the best, man. Always, always appreciate you. Thank you for listening to our show. And that's Eduardo the Sherpa in Clarksville. You guys think he could literally do like 3 hours stream of consciousness? I'm not advocating for Eddie to get his own show yet, because it helps when, you know, someone else starts to talk. But I do feel like he could do 3 hours stream of consciousness. It'd be pretty interesting.
Don't you think that was just a rhetorical question he didn't really want back to answer?
I think all of his questions are rhetorical in that case. I've had to practice conversations with him, although I know he's had real ones before.
I tried years and years ago, and he never stopped.
Mm-hmm. Stream of consciousness. That's the thing. I mean, when you don't when you text and you don't include any punctuation, and it's the same way that you speak, well, if there's no punctuation when you speak, then there's no room for the question mark to be dropped in.
Well, you know, Eddie's in all caps.
It's a whole other like category that's not on any QWERTY
you've seen
keyboard
his texts,
anywhere.
Haven't you?
Oh my God, I live with his texts. Yeah. Absolutely. Texts from Eddie are a thing for me. Eduardo, thank you for listening to our show, as always.
So you can't help it, but when you get one, you got to send it to somebody else. It's just like, you know, it's like when you got a big old bowl of ice cream and you said, man, you got to try some of this. This is so good.
That's exactly right.
Hey, Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Hickey & Hull Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey & Hull Law Partners, specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Got the one and only Clay Henry with us as well, columnist extraordinaire for hitthatline.com. Does that work too? That'll fit on a Clay. That would fit on a business card if it's okay. I mean, I'm okay with just Clay Henry on hitthatline.com. I'm just trying to flower things up a little bit.
I don't mind. He doesn't. You know, I don't care. I mean, it's that's for somebody else to figure out. I'm just not going to spend any time with it. But I get it. There's, you know, you're supposed to have a title. You're supposed to have. Oh, I can remember. I was in journalism for just about 2 weeks at UCA. Then I realized that I'd already worked 5 years at the Arkansas Gazette and switched to English. But the editor of the paper said that my column should be Clay's Corner.
They like alliteration.
I didn't go for it. But it appeared Clay's Corner one time, and I was like, no. And then that was the last one I wrote for him because I didn't really need to be in a journalism class where the journalism teacher had never worked in the newspaper, and I'd worked there 5 years at age 21.
Well, it says Clay Henry on HTL at the top of our hitthatline.com page. And right now you can read about how John Calipari made it to the head coaching position at Arkansas. We'll get into
some
that
of the backstories. Yeah.
I mean, really good stuff, too, that I don't think anybody else was able to find. Brent in Searcy on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hey, good afternoon, Brent. What's up?
Good afternoon. Clay and Bill and Matt.
You got them all.
Hey, Clay.
Yes, sir.
You know who this is, right?
Yeah, Brent.
You know,
Mr. Bender.
I'm like Clay. I'm known by one name, Brent. Everybody knows me, either good or bad. You know what I'm saying? I have a question for you, Clay. Where did you say I can find your article on about Calipari coming to Arkansas? Because I look on the
hitthatline.com. Hitthatline.com.
Okay, I can't get
that's the ESPN Arkansas website. Yeah,
on my mobile app, right? I can't get it on my mobile.
Well, it's free. Yeah, right? If you just go on your phone, hitthatline.com, you'll be able to see. There's 3 columns that I've written there, and I probably write another one this week. My goal is 1 a week, but I wrote 3 in 1 week, so I kind of got, I think I got a little grace there. I'm okay.
Clay, don't know, if my dad was living, he'd tell you, Clay, don't overdo it. You know what I'm talking about?
I try not to. I've got a wife of 47 years. She keeps saying, don't overdo it.
Now, Phil, who all pitched last night? I lost track. Ben Biden, right?
It's 6 pitchers. Started. Bybee started, Christian Fouch, Gage Wood, Parker Coyle, Will McIntyre, Gabe Gackel. Wood threw the longest, 2 1/3. Gackel got the win. Coyle looked as good as he's looked at any point. Good to get an inning out of him, and Gabe pitched 1 2/3. Yeah, 6 pitchers, which kind of is, I mean, we've had plenty of Tuesday games that have been 5 to 6 pitchers. It's just they would have let Ben Bybee go as long as he could. Dave said he wanted 5 innings, would have loved 5 innings, and, you know, ended up he allowed 5 straight hits, and they took him out in the second.
Hard against you, other than the home run.
Yeah, I mean, even the home run wasn't like hit as hard as you would expect a home run to be hit. It just, I think it got up into the one spot in the wind that it might actually kind of be blown out a little bit. Same with McLaughlin's, although I think Ben's was hit deeper and farther and harder.
How was McIntyre good last night? I mean, just, I thought he was okay.
I don't think he was bad.
He'll be fine for the weekend.
Yeah, no, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. They wanted him to pitch yesterday in order to have him ready for the weekend. I think Will's one of those pitchers. They say that he is stronger if he continues to pitch and works, you know, a couple, maybe three times in a week. Now, I do wonder because, you know, I mean, Mac got hit a little bit at Alabama, and that's the first weekend where really hasn't been dominant in any of his outings. So, I mean, it is that point of the year. I'm not saying that he's breaking down or that he's losing his stuff, but it is the time of the year that you can see a little bit of a lull for a pitcher who's been dominant. The trick is, you know, just getting it back. And for McIntyre, what I think I'm seeing is that they know the cutter is coming, and they're kind of sitting on it. Which means like you can get him out even if they're waiting for that pitch, but he might have to mix things up a little bit more. He's been so hard and heavy on the cutter, he might have to rely on just a couple of other pitches here and there to get the opposing hitters off the cutter. All right, I think Brent left, so let's go to Brennan in Fort Smith, who's next on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Brennan. What's going on?
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Great, thank you.
I got a question for you, Phil. I'm actually on my way to Conway, America, to call Division III baseball at Hendricks.
Oh,
and
cool.
I thought Valentine last night behind the plate, and the other time that we've had him this year is by far the best SEC umpire we have had. I was wondering if you agreed with that, Phil.
Which umpire is this?
The one that was behind the plate last night.
Oh, for the Arkansas game. I thought that was Havero January is his name. I think he did well. He wouldn't give the top of the zone a few times. Look, I mean, I'm not an umpire evaluator. I just go by what TrackMan says. It looked like he missed, you know, maybe a little less than some umpires do. I think he usually calls a good game. We've had him behind the plate quite a few times. Well,
I hesitate to say too much about strike zones when I'm. You really need to be careful in your judgment watching on TV because the camera's offset, and not many people know that. But you know, the camera is off to the side of the batting eye. They don't want it in the batting eye because that's the purpose of having the batting eye, to have it clean, right, Phil?
As far as I know,
don't want any distractions in the batting eye for the hitters. But
pretty much,
so you're gonna get a little distorted view on that center field camera because, like I say, it's offset just a little. But I thought he was pretty good.
I thought he was good too.
He didn't hurt either team.
B wants to wonder, and I never know, as I see just a little start of his text, I never know if he's being serious or not. Should we start to worry about our pitchers hitting batters? No, I don't think so. What they're trying to do is pitch inside. I'd be more nervous if they weren't trying to pitch inside. But you know you have to, especially against some of these teams. Especially against some of these teams because they crowd the plate.
I saw some of them. Their arms are in the strike zone.
All right, Brennan tried to call back here. Brennan, you're back here. What's going on? Try again.
All righty. All right, Clay, I got one for you, football related. It seemed like, obviously, the obvious is we struggled last year on the offensive line. But it seems like watching the spring game and reading stuff that I've seen that we're running more zone, which I don't feel like we did a lot of, and apparently Coach Pittman also said we're running more pin and pull. With that being said, Clay, do you think you see a significant difference in our scheme, or do you believe the scheme is the same? And I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you said is true. Getting into the specifics, I think we'd lose about 90% of the people. What I do see is that there's the tackles are physically more gifted. And when I say that, they have great feet. And they also at 325 to 330. And that combination is going to help your protection. And I don't care what you're doing, man, zone, pin and pull, double teams. Those guys got to be gifted. And it's It's a unique position. There are very few humans that can be an SEC offensive tackle. I mean, it's just, they're just a big man with great feet. It just doesn't exist in numbers. It's the same thing about, you know, recruiting seven-footers in basketball that have the ability to jump, run, move their feet, catch the ball. Bayfall, you know, was gifted in some ways. He couldn't catch the ball. He was unusable. Now, that may change through the years, but the practice that I watched, most of them was like, are you going to catch the lob? You know, they practiced it with him. But, I mean, back to offensive tackle, there are just few of those humans like that. Big, quick, you know, 330-pounders with great feet. And these two guys, they have that. And I really like Fernando Carmona. I mean, I think he might be the best left tackle they've had in a number of years. I wrote about Richard Lafargue, and we talked about the offensive line that he was a part of, you know, in the late 70s with R.C. Tillman, Greg Cook, let's see, Gerald Skinner, Russ Tribble, Leotis Harris. That's six, but they played two guys in 75, guard, Tribble and Harris. Harris was a younger player. Those guys were gifted. All of them except for Tribble, you know, had a chance to play in the NFL. All five starters at one time played in the NFL. Well, guess why that offense was good?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Taking a look on the headlines for ESPN. Looks like Caitlin Clark has been introduced in Indianapolis. There's a photo of her holding up the Fever jersey. And I think, wasn't Christy Smith drafted by the Indiana Fever when she came out of Arkansas those years ago? Former Arkansas assistant coach, was a head coach at Incarnate Word. And now, I don't know where Christy's coaching now, but I know she's an assistant somewhere. I remember she played for the Fever. Pretty sure that's the team she was drafted by. I don't know if she would have got...
That sounds right.
I don't know if she got the hero's welcome, though, that Caitlin Clark got, because...
Well,
that's who would? That's right. That's a little different, because she's not... She's playing.
You're talking about the Messi of women's basketball.
Well, she's playing for the team, but she's also playing for the league. You know what I mean? And that, like, this is the chance for the WNBA to grow and become more. Would the right word be mainstream? I mean, it is a mainstream sport. It is a major league sport. It just, you know, there's just not a ton of eyes on it. Somebody like Caitlin Clark can bring it a little more into the forefront of people's minds.
It's not any different than what Sarah and I just did last weekend. There's going to be, when she comes to town, there's going to be another 1,000 tickets purchased. And, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, well, I want to see her. And I wouldn't want to see her. I mean, I mean, why did I tune in all year to Iowa basketball? It wasn't to watch Iowa basketball, it was to watch her. I mean, every time that I could get them, and I've got the Big Ten Network on my package, and that's the way it's going to be. And she's going to, Dawn Staley said she lifted up our game. And they know in South Carolina that a lot more people watch them win the championship that got a really good dose of South Carolina basketball because of Caitlin Clark.
You know, this is kind of why, and this has to translate to what you're talking about here. Now, we know this was the case because we were, you know, looking at some of the ticket prices for when Iowa went to play at Ohio State. You realize that the smallest crowd that they played in outside of wherever it was that Iowa went for Thanksgiving was 7,039. That was at Northwestern. That's only because that's how much that building holds. Other than that, they played in front of sold-out crowds everywhere. Everywhere. At home, on the road, at Maryland, Nebraska, Minnesota, Indiana, sellouts.
They weren't like walk-up crowds either. Those tickets were gone. As soon as people look at the schedule, it's like, okay, I'm going to buy that one.
Who's been... Matt, let me ask you. Who now, I know Messi would be an answer here. Maybe Mbappe would be an answer here. Who is it that you would have gone to see, not because you love the sport, not because you have a rooting interest in the team, but you have to watch that athlete do his or her thing?
Well, 10 years ago, it was Rajon Rondo. I was amazed at the way he went about point guard. He's the reason Boston Celtics were able to win that title. You know, I know you got Kevin Durant, you get Paul Pierce, you get Ray Allen, you got some players. But Rondo elevated his game. He was getting triple doubles in playoff games, and he was a total pass first guard. But the way that he played, man, I was enamored with. I loved watching him play. I had to buy a ticket to go watch him play when he came through Oklahoma City. And the game before that, he threw the ball at the ref and didn't even play in the game. But that was when they had Westbrook and Harden and Durant. So there was still a lot of talent out there.
So you could have just gone to watch him sit on the bench then and be like, well, I wonder what this guy's like when he's not playing. Not as interesting, huh? No.
Yeah, I'm going to answer that question a little bit differently. So through the years, Arkansas football, you know, and my dad and I had this conversation one time. We were driving, I picked him up in Malvern, and we were going to Tuscaloosa for an Arkansas-Alabama game. We're just rolling along, and I was like, Dad, who are your favorite players? And he says, well, I love quarterbacks. I got to know quarterbacks. Matt, you didn't get a chance to know my dad. But he would spend lots of time interviewing quarterbacks. But he said the guy that he would have paid, he didn't have to pay for his ticket ever for any kind of sporting event, obviously. None of us do that are in the media. We don't have to pay for the tickets that we're covering, which, you know, is, you know, that's unbelievable. I mean, that we're lucky. That's what we do. But he said he would have paid to watch Lance Allworth and Clyde Scott. And, the guys that I would put in that category through the years, Quinn Grovey, Matt Jones, Darren McFadden, those guys. I did not get to see. I was too young to remember seeing Wayne Harris, you know, the thumper, play linebacker. But as much as I like linebacker play, that guy would have, you know, he would have mesmerized me.
I got to go see Kobe Bryant play in an NBA Finals. Yep. It was the time they actually lost to the Celtics, Clay. And then Clayton Kershaw about 7-8 years ago. When I got to go see, I wanted to go see him pitch, and it was worth it. I mean, he was just
Larry Bird so good. Is a guy I got to cover in college because, you know, I was covering University of Tulsa basketball and they're in the Missouri Valley. So I think I saw him play three times. And then I saw him, you know, in regular season, then I saw him play, you know, kind of hook up with Sidney Moncrief in the game Arkansas lost on a last-second shot, you know, in the Elite Eight when the year that Magic and their guys won. But I think Bird was perfect illustration of the same type. I'd be interested to see where Iowa basketball, women's, if they take a dip with a lot of the same players back, because Indiana State with Larry Bird, They had all four starters, top two reserves back the next year, and they had a losing record.
We get text in here. Chris in Springdale says Shaquille O'Neal, Drew in Harrison, prime Johnny Manziel, Seth in Rogers says Albert Pujols. But I think this is a little different from those players, because I'm assuming that all of you texting in with these athletes' names were already fans of that sport. You know, like, so I would have, I remember trying to plan out when I was going to see a Red Sox-Braves game in Boston, and I think it was 98 or 99, that I would really love if I could watch Pedro Martinez pitch. Got a chance to watch him pitch. He struck out 17 Braves, but I was already a huge fan of the sport. So I'd have gone to see whomever was pitching that day because I want to watch a baseball game. Mario Lemieux had this effect on me as a kid growing up. Maybe it's because I was a kid, but he was the reason to go watch the Penguins, and then you became a Penguins fan and a hockey fan from that point. You know, the Penguins stunk up until the point where Mario was drafted, and they really weren't any good for his first 2-3 years, but you still wanted to go watch him because of the headlines you read about and really how good he was and the highlights and everything. And that was kind of the same idea as what I feel like with this is. Like, these are probably basketball fans that will want to watch Caitlin Clark, but not necessarily, like, fans of the WNBA. And that's what Mario did to me, and I think to a lot of people, at least where I grew up, is that he was the door that you opened to become a fan of that team. And I think Tiger Woods was the same way with golf. Christian Johnston just texted me, and I think he's right about this. Yeah, Tiger Woods, he introduced golf to a lot of people, even from my generation.
You know, you go back, and this is me talking about, you know, I'm born in 1954, and I'm a golfer. You know, I'm aware of golf in the early 60s, and Arnold Palmer was like that. And if you talk to club pros that are of that era, you know, say in the 70s and 80s when I'm talking about, hey, they've got a nice business, you know, they're at a nice club, and they're like, none of this happened. None of this was possible until, you know, Arnold Palmer. And it also coincided with the arrival of TV coverage. Because there'd never been any TV coverage of golf, but the golfers of the 70s, 80s on the tour, he was the king. And then Tiger Woods, you know, he did it again. Jack Nicklaus didn't do that either, but he, you know, Jack won a lot of tournaments, but he wasn't Palmer and he wasn't Tiger Woods. It's something completely different. He was almost the villain because he was, you know, he was beating Arnie. But yeah, those are, Wayne Gretzky is another one.
Well, the more I think about Caitlin Clark, and it's the same way I view Tiger Woods now, and C Unit, that's a brilliant comparison.
It
really is. That athlete is the lens that you see the sport through. It's like everything that, you know, you'll watch other teams, other athletes, and other players, and all of that. But this is the person that introduces you to the sport. So that becomes the lens you see the sport through. And Casey and Ozark texts in too. Michael Jordan, you know, the Bird Magic rivalry certainly brought a lot of fans back to the NBA or to the NBA. But Michael, I think, kind of took that and and made it, really made it worldwide because of the Dream Team. And I know they were on that team too, but I think you're right. Michael kind of went a little bit farther with that. Michael Phelps, people texting in Michael Phelps, didn't care about swimming until him. It's generational athletes that are forever not just associated with their sport, but associated in a way.
What about
that,
Tony Hawk?
Yes, I think you're right. Now, I don't know
Mary Lou Redden.
I don't know anything about skating, but I know who Tony Hawk is.
Mm-hmm. That got me into skate when I was a child. Yeah, when you're a youth.
The first person you think of when you think of the sport, that's what Caitlin Clark has become. Yeah. You know, you don't have that in men's basketball right now, do you? Who's the first person you think of in men's basketball? Even if you think in NBA, who's the top of your mind right now?
Well, it's got to be LeBron.
Still, right?
Steph and LeBron, I think, but they're on their way out. Both those guys, you got to understand, that's like Drew Brees and Peyton Manning's last year is what you're watching. Those guys are. Yeah, Luka and Giannis, that's the new wave. Wimby, it's so much of a European flair now, Phil. When you think American basketball, Euros are what come to mind.
Mary Lou Retton was that, too. There was a gymnastics craze in the 80s. Heck, one of the worst movies ever made in the 80s, American Anthem, wouldn't have been made without her popularity. And that movie was seen by a lot of people, and they were ready to, you know, throw up when they were done watching it.
The Joker, you know. I mean, you took the 5 euros right now against the best five Americans. We can get into this, too, as far as with the Olympic team. I don't know how, if they're young enough. You know, you kind of... You see some of these teams get a little long in the tooth. You got to have some youth that can go. I mean, you got Jimmy Butler, Jalen Brunson, De'Aaron Fox, Tyrese Maxey, Dame Lillard. I mean, those are some guys that just don't even look like they were thought of.
Though, is the roster all set? I mean,
they're set. The 12th, Kawhi Leonard became the 12th. You know, we talked about that. Who was going to be the 12th? I thought they would go with a point guard, but Kawhi Leonard was the 12th jersey. Yeah.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.